Shanice with I Love Your Smile. Patrick Whitmey is my guest of the day. He's Dean at the IRD Institute of Design, and he's published and lectured throughout the world about ways of making technological innovations more humane, the link between design and business strategy, and methods of designing interactive communications and products. And it's going to be an eventful hour.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
Also, what must fascinate you is the Dabbawala service. I mean, that's something that even Prince Charles came in here waxing eloquent about. But from a design perspective and a business perspective, let's talk about that.
Dabbawala service is amazing. The ability to customize things for people, to get them the lunch they want and to get the dishes back home again, is phenomenal in this age of sameness. Mass media and mass production have taken away the personalization that came with homemade lunches, and we are finding ways of achieving that personalization again with the incredible efficiency and accuracy of things like the Dabbawala service.
And really the need today for future leaders to meet people, experience the places at the center of change. There's not enough of that happening, and you believe that, that more of that needs to happen.
Yes, I think as information technology makes production of media and things more flexible, place becomes more important again. Things become less standardized. English will become less dominant as the language of business. There'll be more variety expressed, and people will have more choices.
Mm-hmm. And in effect, India really is the center of that change, because here's a country, not just in terms of population, but skilled labor.
Yes, and India has another advantage in that it hasn't completely left the pre-industrial age yet, and things are still customized and handmade in many places. And there's a sense of personal service and personal attention paid to personal need and craftsmanship of India. The world can learn a lot from the craftsmanship of India and apply it to the modern industrial ways of producing things for people.
And here's the design talent that exists in this country. How can we today capitalize on the same to create change and be in the forefront of innovation? I think that's really our problem, to be able to channelize all that we have.
Yes, it's a leapfrog problem. It's the same problem of that telecom did when they brought cell phones, mobile phones, to populations that didn't have landlines. It's the job of design leaders and innovation leaders in India to skip a generation of design that was focusing on styling, instead focus on bringing individualized products and services to people.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do some pictures of Patrick Whitmey and put them up on social networking, so feel free to react to this interview on Twitter. It's at HRISHIKAY. On Facebook, if you search for HRISHIKAY, a page will pop up, and you could post on the timeline or inbox. We also have an official page, which is facebook.com/radio1.mum. you can like the page, and comments again welcome right under the pictures, or even otherwise messages and back.